Aum Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 13th of March, 1969. The title is Equality in the Virtues of Love and Power. Equality in the Virtues of Love and Power. Bab Dada says, are you sitting in soul consciousness whilst on the pilgrimage of remembrance? In which main virtue have you stabilized your consciousness whilst on the pilgrimage of remembrance? Although you are on the pilgrimage of remembrance, which main virtue are you the embodiment of? What is your main virtue of this moment? So all the children gave their ideas. Then Bab Dada says, at present, all of you are especially in the stage of being the embodiment of love. But as well as being the embodiment of love, according to the situations of the present time, you also have to be the embodiment of power to the same extent. Have you seen the images of the goddesses? What is the main specialty in the images of goddesses? Have you never examined your image with attention? When the images of the goddesses are created, apart from Kali, they are all portrayed with moist eyes. Their eyes are portrayed as being lost in love, and together with that, when the face is created, the sanskars of power are visible on their faces. Love, compassion, and coolness are visible in their eyes. The sanskars of motherly love are visible in their eyes, and their posture or whatever vehicle they are riding and the weapons they are holding epitomize the form of power. In the same way, there should be the balance of both these virtues in you, Shaktis. You should be the embodiment of love just as much as you are the embodiment of power. As yet, you do not have both. Sometimes you have the waves of love, and sometimes you stabilize yourself in being the embodiment of power. Both should be simultaneous and equal. This is the sign of the final perfect stage of a Shakti. What is visible to Bab Dada on the foreheads of you children now? Have you seen what is on your forehead? Are you seeing the reward? Or are you seeing the sparkling star of the present fortune? Or are you seeing something else? So everyone gave their own ideas. Bab Dada then says, three things are visible with all three relationships. This is why you're given the trident as a gift. All three stars are visible. One represents the future, the second the present fortune, and the third, the perfect stage of you, the soul, when you are in Paramdham. It is the star of the perfect stage of the soul. All three stars are visible. Continue to observe these three stars. Sometimes clouds come in front of the stars, sometimes stars change their position, and sometimes they even fall. Here too, sometimes they change their position, and sometimes they even fall. Sometimes, when you see them, they are very high. Sometimes they are in between, and sometimes they are even lower than that. So, do not change your position. If you change your position, it should be to move forward, not to come down. Constantly continue to climb to the eternal, perfect, and complete stage. Become such a star. Here, there is no question of anyone falling. All sitting here are good effort makers. But finish your habit of changing position. What is the result of the Kumaris? What do you think your result is? In which special aspect do you think has there been progress for you? So everyone gave their ideas. Then Bap Dada says, there is weakness in the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is why there is not so much realization. There is not so much experience at Amrit Vela. Therefore, just as in the Sakar days, when you used to go for walks in the fresh air, and you were given the aim and experiences of yoga, in the same way, the teachers who are the instruments for the Kumaris should also take them out for half an hour for a walk in solitude. In the beginning, you used to go and sit separately. Some would go to the shore of the ocean, some would go and sit in one place, and some in another place. Let them practice this. There are many big terraces here, and from 7 to 7:30 in the evening is a specially good time, just as the hours of Amrit Vela Satoguni, that is pure. In the same way, this time of the evening is also Satoguni. People also go out for a walk at this time. At that time, have yoga within the gathering. And now and then, someone should speak in a subtle, angelic tone, so that if the yoga of the intellect of some is pulled in other directions, their attention will be drawn back again. There is a big weakness in the subject of yoga. Nowadays, you can give training for a week to the Kumaris in a school, and they can give lectures and explain at the exhibitions. But this is a question of experiencing supersensuous joy within your life. At that time, think that you are going to Bap Dada on his invitation. Just as Bap Dada goes touring, in the same way, with the power of your intellect's yoga, you can also go touring. When you have the experience of the pilgrimage of remembrance, the influence of your subtle angelic stage will be visible through your eyes and activity. Then, create a rosary, just as you, the teachers, used to do at the beginning. The zeal and enthusiasm of this group are good, but you have to pay special attention to one thing. Know one another's sanskars and live in harmony with one another, with a lot of love. When you have special love for someone, you mix very easily with that person. In the same way, all of you should mix with one another. When the Kumaris give the practical proof of this, others will become instruments for the service of the Kumaris. And one who becomes an instrument also receives the fruit of that. You are the showcase to inspire zeal, enthusiasm, and progress in many other Kumaris. The corporeal and the incorporeal have made this program with a lot of enthusiasm, and so show the result to the same extent. You can become instruments for the progress of many Kumaris. You can save those who are equal to you from falling. Bap Dada has a lot of love for the Kumaris. Bap Dada is supremely pure, and the Kumaris are pure, and the purity attracts purity. The specialty needed at the present time is that it is the duty of all the Maharathis to fill others with their virtues. Just as the donation of knowledge is given, in the same way, there also has to be donation of virtues. You are called Maharathis because you donate the jewels of knowledge. In the same way, the donation of virtues is also very great. It is easy to give knowledge, but it takes a little effort to give the donation of virtues. Who is the number one among all the Maharathis in donating the virtues? Janak. She has this special virtue. And so you should pick up this virtue from each other. Then Bap Dada asked About the preparation for the Abu Museum, Bhaptada says, "Whilst preparing the museum, be far-sighted and have a broad, unlimited intellect. Think about the future beforehand and imbibe the virtue of using time in a worthwhile way and also get it ready on time. It will be a wonder if you prepare it quickly and make it perfect. If anything is lacking or there is defect, everyone's vision will be drawn to that defect. Let there be no defects. Only the words, 'It is a wonder,' should emerge from everyone's mouth. The whole divine family will see your face in the mirror of the museum. Acha, Om Shanti."